Yes, are you going to get Travis on the phone and do a conference with us?
Yeah, do you want me to call him now?
I'd say yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get him called.
And then I'll come out of recess.
Well, if you call him on there, we can all hear him better. If you call Travis on that, it'll be all picked up and better. Will we be able to pick it up from your phone, Brandon? Would
it not? It should be the exact same as it'll be a conference. It should be fine. You should be able to hear him just as well as you're hearing me. And he'll be able to hear you just as well as I'm hearing you.
Okay.
I'll call him right now.
All right.
It'll sound like I hung up, but I didn't. So.
Okay.
The county collector, Mona Culp, is here, and myself, Sheila, and Mike Schofield, presiding commissioner.
Is Travis here?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Good afternoon, everyone.
All right. We'll come out of recess. I have 4:14 p.m., and we are now scheduled for newspaper discussion. I have a letter or an email that we received back from Mr. Erickson. Offering us a $6 per column. And I understand that we'd been charged, we were being charged $4.
$3.95.
Or $3.95, so he came back with $6. And I think that's where we're at right now. I understand that there's several options we have, and one is on the whether or not the agreement may be renewed thereafter on a month-to-month basis for up to 6 months, or if the county, in the event the county's unable, and rebid and award a new contract prior to the expiration, or amend the agreement or enter into a new agreement.
My understanding of what had been charged in the bill we got was $13 a column inch. The agreement you're speaking of is what we had with them that said at $3.95. Is that not correct? And they have sent the offer you referred to in that email for $6?
Yes.
Is that understanding correct?
Yeah, our previous bid price was $3.95. I'm looking at it here in the agreement. Our previous agreement. So I'm, like I said, I'm prepared to move forward with the $6 per column inch, and I guess what are our options? Is either to amend the agreement or enter into a new agreement and separately decide whether to rebid or declare sole source?
Well, Travis, I think our question is, yeah, how do we move, if we decide to do the $6 per square inch and decide that that's appropriate, with them being the only paper, that fits the criteria and so on and so forth, how do we move forward from here?
Yeah, and we're, just to be clear, we're talking about the $6 in the interim period of time as opposed to the $3.95. Is that correct? Am I understanding that correct from everybody?
As far as going back?
Well,
with all pending bills due.
Yeah, let me take a step back. I mean, the agreement suggests...
I think the feeling is we are willing to do the $6 from the beginning of the year in order to keep the $6 for future use.
Yeah, that was my understanding. So I think that our choices right now, at least in the interim period, are kind of those that Mike laid out. I mean, we either amend the existing agreement to include for the $6 an inch, or, you know, we can, without advertising and bidding, as long as the purchase doesn't exceed $6,000 in any 90 days, we can contract for that. And that would give us time in order to either decide, you know, whether the county wants to bid it out, which creates some challenges given who the potential players are, or to declare a sole source, knowing, you know, kind of where that sole source is, and the price is probably going to be, you know, the price that's going to be left. And so, I don't have a big preference between amending the existing agreement and the, you know, doing a new 90-day agreement. The only benefit to doing the new agreement for 90 days and less than $6,000 is, you know, I guess somebody could say, well, why did you amend an agreement to go from $3.95 to $6? And I realize that there's reasons why, and we could articulate them, that having a new agreement, you know, for that 90-day and no more than $6,000 would probably avoid that particular issue.
Just so we're on the same page, the $6 would start with any pending bills now, which would be the bill that's here right now on the financial statement and the bills that... where we just ran the resolution. Those two bills have not been paid, and the $6 would include those. Is that the understanding of everyone?
Yes.
And that is also what Mr. Erickson said in his email, the way I understood it.
So any currently pending bills or invoices that are unpaid would be included in that $6?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So are you, you say you have no preference if we just continue on, you don't see the necessity to have to amend the agreement to $6 as long as we don't go over the $6,000 bid in the $6,000 amount in the 90-day period?
Yeah, I guess just to be clear, it's the only preference amending the existing agreement to contemplate this arrangement or doing a new agreement, the only thing that I can see that would be beneficial of doing a separate new agreement for a not to exceed $6,000 in 90 days, would be, you know, kind of unhitching our wagon from the old agreement, you know, because it's on the, I think the fourth, if I counted right, the fourth month of the 6-month potential end of contract renewal provision. And so that would be the only preference that I would show to having a separate new independent 90-day $6,000 agreement is to unhitch our wagon from the prior agreement.
Thank you.
what's the next step, Travis?
The next step then is to make a decision to either bid out the newspaper services or follow our sole source procurement policy and statute. And the downside about bidding is kind of the same issues that we ran into last time around. The downside on the sole source, you know, as I recall, it requires publishing the declaration of intent in a daily and a weekly newspaper. So we know where one of those is going to be published. The question is then where do we publish the other one?
What do you mean? I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Yeah, so under the sole source statute, if it's going to be...
It has to be publicated daily?
It has to be in at least one daily and one weekly newspaper in general circulation.
Well, how does that... You know, used to, every paper was pretty much daily. How has that statute not been re-looked at? Because the majority of the papers probably aren't daily anymore.
Yeah. Oh, it just what it does is it forces the notice of intent to be published in some newspaper that's probably not read by a lot of folks in the community.
Is the Springfield paper, it's still a daily paper, is it not?
Yes.
So I'm assuming that in the past we would have probably published it in that, and then at the time of either one of our local papers or in the case now in our local paper, that would be the daily and the weekly. Would that not be?
That's my understanding.
If we do a sole source, the email that we have with what has been proposed, would we have a strong opinion that we could expect that to be the amount that would be agreed upon for a 1-2 year period of time, whatever the agreement that is drawn up goes for? Would that email give a strong enough indication that that's what we could expect to be signed to and agreed to?
Yes.
Thank you. Then, with that offer in that email, and with that much of assurance, then it looks like it might be in the best interest of Taney County to go as a sole source and proceed forth. Now, you're saying, Travis, that we would continue at 90 days and that would give us time for the agreement to be drawn up. 90 days to remain less than the 6,000, and that will give time for that agreement to be drawn up and signed and take place and agreed upon, like if it be for 2 years or however long it be for all publications that Taney County has.
Yes, I think that's correct. I mean, basically, we would do as quickly as possible. I mean, within the week, we would do a short agreement that would be for, you know, not to exceed $6,000 in a 90-day period at $6 an inch with the newspaper, and then that would give us time to publish the notice of intent of the sole source agreement. That agreement's not going to be significantly different than the agreement that's going to be drafted immediately. It's just we have to get through this procurement hurdle in order to have a longer-term agreement.
Do you need that in a form of two separate motions, or can it be in one?
I think it'd be appropriate to do it separately.
Okay.
And we don't need to do the one. We don't need to do the sole source right now. That can be done after it's all set up, and we dedicate.